Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everyone? It's Chris Gillipo, your host of Sabbathical School. Thank you for being out there. Thank you for being awesome. Thank you for listening. And thank you for doing something for yourself. That's what this whole project is about, for 1,253 days and counting. Just trying to share stories of people who are investing in themselves, doing whatever they can to create freedom and options in the form of a side hustle, an income-generating project. Not just a hobby, not just the gig economy, but something you can do that's actually going to bring in real money over time. Okay, so today, what if you start publishing a blog and then realize you don't actually love writing? Might there be another way to communicate and share the inspirational stories you hope your readers will connect with? That's what today's listener slash caller is wondering about, along with the ever-important question of monetization. Now, I always think this is so important. Think about your monetization on the front end. Think about it before you start writing or whatever it is you're going to do. It is something that's going to evolve. It will change, etc. It will grow, hopefully. But it really is good to start with a specific idea when it comes to revenue, as opposed to just saying, well, I'll figure that out later. Okay. So we'll look at that in this context. How can I share inspiring stories without writing? Let's hear from our caller after this message from our sponsor.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, Chris. This is Shanice from Clinton, Maryland. I've been listening to your podcast for about 3 years. After about 6 months of starting my blog, I'm beginning to realize that I don't enjoy writing as much as I do. However, I do love hearing so many inspiring stories, and my readers do too. Is there another way that I could continue my blog and continue sharing these stories to help women who want to start a business without writing so much? Or is there another way to share their stories in my blog? Also, I haven't figured out how to monetize yet. Any suggestions? Thank you, Chris, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, Shawnees, thank you so much for listening, and thank you for the great question. We actually talked about this on my YouTube live channel a while back, but I'll give some more info here. And by the way, everyone go check out her site. It is shesmakingmoves.com. Okay, so what if you like blogging, but you don't like writing, or you like sharing the stories at least, but you're finding that you don't love the writing as much? Well, short version is, you know, yes, there might be some other mediums. You're listening to one right now, for example. In addition to podcasting, there's also video, webinars, or group calls like Zoom, or long-form social media. So there are lots of different ways to share inspiring stories. Now, do keep in mind that to do these things well, there's usually some preparation and writing involved. With this show, for example, I spend a lot more time preparing and writing than I do actually recording. So not everything is improvised. You know, there's a lot of work that happens before we get to that stage. But the point is, there are, of course, other mediums. Now, as for monetization, I think that's actually the more important consideration here. One thing I mentioned when we talked about this on YouTube is that the middle portion of her homepage is better than what's at the top. At least I think so, but in this case, I'm pretty sure. Because at the top, you know, her website is She's Making Moves, so the top has a message about how she's making moves as a mother. And in the middle, if you scroll all the way down, it's quite a ways to scroll. You get to the middle, it says, "For mothers who want to launch a business but don't know the first step." All of a sudden there, that's the benefit. That's the primary benefit. When I see that, I'm like, oh, this is much clearer, you know, what it's about and who it's for. There are a lot of inspiring stories linked throughout the page, and then there's other posts with them. I think the question is, how do those stories help with this mission? You want to make sure that there's a direct connection here. These inspiring stories that Shawnees shares should connect directly to the benefit she provides. And when you think about monetization, well, you know, as mentioned earlier, it's good to think about it on the front end. But looking at it here, I think, you know, the clue or the link to monetization is right in that promise. The promise is for mothers who want to launch a business but don't know the first step. So I guess my question is, what actually is the first step? What is the first step that she's going to show her ideal customers, her people who are coming to her website reading these stories? What is that first step? How do they access that first step? What kind of training is she offering, etc.? By focusing more on that, I think this project is going to get a lot clearer and ultimately will have more of an impact. So thank you again, Shawnees, and thank you, listeners. If you have a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll be featuring them throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch their projects. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.